It's a community show with me, Pete Fitch. I'm joined by Nicola Allens, who we all know Nicola far too well. She turns up now and again with ice creams, bacon sandwiches, you name it. But Lee's beside her husband. Lee, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, not bad.
Have you been out running today yet?
Yeah, surprisingly enough, I have.
What time did you go out running?
A normal run today, so I went out at 12:30 today.
How far did you go?
Just over 10K.
And how long did that take you, that 10K?
58 minutes. A group run today.
It'll take me about 4 days, to be honest. Now, listen, when I last spoke to you, and I forget how long ago it was about a year or so ago, when you were starting all this up, and you're going to do it running for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened? Because it's extended somewhat, hasn't it?
Yeah.
1,096 consecutive days.
Yeah, so basically I've signed up to do Brighton Marathon again, which is going to be on the 15th of April.
Yeah.
So I got a time of 4 hours 12 seconds last year, and I thought, oh, that's 12 seconds.
You want to go, yeah. So I've been there. I know exactly what you're saying. Believe it or not, look at me, but I do.
So I thought, well, I've got to train for that, so I might as well just carry on.
Yeah, yeah, while you're there.
Go to there. So that was going to take me to 471.
Yeah.
Then
it's not a round number, is it?
No.
This is what I'm thinking.
And then Kent Sports Trust got me a place at the London Marathon, which is a week after the Brighton.
So you're doing two marathons...
In a week. And 10K day in between.
You've done a marathon before, haven't you?
Yeah.
So you know how much it takes out of the body.
Yeah.
Because I know how long it took me to get over. My first ever marathon was Guildford, the Martyrs at Hills. That was a shock. No, Wolverhampton was my first, and the last bit was a steady incline to the finish. It was horrendous. I was in agony. But it took me... I mean, mates were saying, oh, we'll go out running. This was the day before. Yeah. We'll go out running Monday or Tuesday. Should we? Yeah, no worries. I couldn't walk the Monday after. I remember getting... I couldn't get upstairs, and I was fit. I mean, I was doing a fair lot of miles. I couldn't get up the stairs at home to go to bed, so I had to sleep on the sofa downstairs.
Yeah,
and then and you're going to get up the following day after that marathon, and not only that, you're going to do 10K a day,
yeah,
and then a week later you can do the London Marathon.
Certainly am
lunatic.
Yep.
Hey, it's the only thing I can think of, lunatic.
So so that was going to take me to 478.
Yeah, yeah, okay,
and then me and my friend Steve's doing 5K a day.
Yeah,
And he's on exactly the same number of days as myself. Yeah. And I had to go and talk to a group of people about, for the Kent Sports Trust, about how sports changed my life. It was me and a few others there.
Yeah.
And me and Steve were talking sort of off air a little bit. 478 isn't a round number.
No, it's not.
Let's potentially go to 1,000.
480 is a round number from 478, surely.
Yeah.
So we 500 thought, at worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we thought, oh, let's go 1,000 days, and then... Just off the cuff, we said, oh, actually, let's do it 4 years.
Yeah, but you see, what you've done now is you're doing it in 1096 days.
Yeah.
You might have to do 4 days to round it up. And then while you're at it, you might as well, you know.
Yeah, and that's the thing about this challenge, because it's not only just about me, if I'm honest. It's about inspiring other people.
You are inspiring others, because I've been following it, and you've picked up awards, and you're encouraging all sorts of people to go out, and even your poor wife's running, despite a recent injury.
Yeah.
And
I mean, side by side, I've had 112 people run with me. Different people. Quite a lot of them were not running this time last year. For example, at work at Southeast Water, I started up a running group, and we've got close to 60 members in this running group now.
How many? This is brand new. You started up yourself? And
about a year, yeah.
Yeah.
About January last year.
Oh, we're doing your lunch hour and that sort of thing.
Yeah. And recently, we had the Dartford Half Marathon a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we had 10 people from Southeast Water enter that, and the majority of them people weren't running this time last year.
Yeah,
they weren't even doing 3.5K.
yeah,
and they managed all got round it successfully, 21K. So I think that, and that makes me more prouder to see them achieve that than what I'm actually doing for myself.
How did you get into running? Because you weren't always into running, were you? And I know Nicola certainly wasn't. She was into making me bacon sandwiches now and again, and sausage rolls. You wouldn't pass your lips now, would it?
No, they still do.
They still do? All right, okay.
Well, I think there comes a point where something that you get this trigger in life where I'm going to be 40 next year.
Yeah.
2 years ago, I was 38 pounds heavier than what I am now.
So
I've lost 38 pounds. But I had a health issue. I've got asthma. I've got IBS. I was lazy. Everything that
Everything I am now.
You said that, not me.
I'm just saying.
And also in my family, I've got diabetes and health problems. And all you can do is try and give yourself the best preparation you can, and try and prevent any nasties coming up. So
yeah.
I thought, you know, I want to inspire my kids. I want to inspire other people. I want to inspire Nicola, for instance. And I just got up and one day to start running a mile, and build it up from there, really. And then a few months later, I said to Steve, look, I've got this crazy idea. Let's run 5K a day, every day for a year. And then that just progressed and changed.
You originally, when you started out, you set a challenge of raising £3,000. You've exceeded that. You're still fundraising, I take it.
Yeah, still fundraising. Ideally,
for the Kent Sports Trust Foundation.
Yeah, ideally, I want to get that to 5,000 now.
You might as well, if you're going to do that amount. You've still got a horrific amount of days to go, yeah, haven't you?
And local companies are jumping on bandwagon as well. Lee Havel, for instance.
Yeah, from Havel's Funerals, yeah.
Yeah, he's one of my shirt sponsors. So I have a different company sponsor a different shirt every day of the week. And Lee Havel's been brilliant.
Clever, yeah. I like that. The Kent Sport Trust Foundation, we don't know what they're about, encouraging sport for all over the county.
Basically, it's to set people off to be healthier, fitter, and it's not all about physical well-being. It's also mental well-being as well. I mean, I could speak for myself. I mean, 2 years ago, I wouldn't be here talking to you. I wouldn't have the confidence to
really
do it. Now, you know, I'll go out in front of 100, 200 people yeah, if I have to, and talk about my story. And, yeah, my whole attitude to life has changed.
I have noticed on Twitter and stuff, you've got a bit of a big supporter in Kelly Holmes, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got...
She's a huge supporter of yours, isn't she?
Yeah, I've got Kelly Holmes and also the comedian...
Catherine Ryan.
She retweets a couple of my tweets, and she actually shouted out... at Canterbury Milo Theatre the other week and started talking about my challenge in front of 1,200 people.
Were you there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You just sort of sit in your skirt so you can squirm a bit.
Yeah.
She made you stand up?
Yeah, oh yeah. She said, Lee, where are you? I was thinking, oh no, here we go.
Yeah.
It was very kind of her, you know, and she said she'd retweet my page and stuff like that.
Excellent.
Yeah, and Dame Kelly's been absolutely brilliant as well.
Was she? Have you actually ran with her?
We are going to run on... my day 500, well, mine and Steve's day 500, which is on May the 14th.
Yeah.
So the details have just gone on Facebook today. Yeah. We're hoping that, you know, we can get between 100 to 200 people join us. Appreciate it's a Monday, so it's a Monday where everyone's got to be at work.
Yeah.
We're hopeful that we can get a good following.
And Dame Kelly is going to run with you, is she?
She certainly is.
And yeah, where will that be? On the island? Here on the island? Or?
No, it's going to be at Leeds Castle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Leeds Castle asked us if we can do something there. So, ideal opportunity.
Excellent.
I mean, we've got BBC News going, we've got KMTV.
To get BRFM down there as well, as it's a local
store.
I think
you should come and run.
How far?
5K.
How long's that in miles?
Just 3 miles.
When's this?
May the 14th.
What's the date today? 26th of March. That's just under 2 months, isn't it? I've got knackered knees. This is the problem. So I could. Okay, let me think about this.
You could do commentary.
Callum could do it.
Callum will be knackered by then, won't he? Bless him. He's got the marathon. Callum is not the most sporting lad in the world, and I've got a sneaking suspicion once he's done the marathon, he's going to say never again. I know what Callum's like. I will. What date is it again? May the
14th.
Oh, it's 5 days before I go to Berlin, isn't it? Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. I know. We'll raise some money for a charity or something.
Got witnesses all the
time. Oh, I can't believe I've just accepted. I haven't run. See, the last time I ran a marathon was in 1985, and the last time I did anything sporting was I played cricket. That's not really sport, is it? Just stand there and hit a thing with a lump of wood. I played football at Charlton's training ground about 5 years ago. That's the last time I did anything. And I injured myself then. I pulled all sorts of muscles. It wasn't good. All right, I'll do it. We'll talk to you again, and then we'll have a bit of music, and then we'll talk about... I want to find out how the hell you get up and do it every day, because I know when I used to train and used to run a lot, Getting up in the mornings and thinking I've got to do a certain amount of miles used to horrify me. In Excess, Mystify here on 95.6 BRFM. Those of you who know me will be absolutely stunned to hear that I'm now running 5K on May the 14th. I'm trying to rope. Don't tell him, but I'm trying to rope Elwood in. We could have DCD running the thing is, Elwood, you've met. You remember Elwood was quite large when you last met him. He's not now. He's been going to the gym. He used to tweet me when I was doing the breakfast show. I'm in the gym, and I thought the only reason he'd be there is there's a coffee machine that does espresso or a chocolate bar. The vending machine. No. He's totally changed.
So he's done what, like,
legal? He's lost a lot. He hasn't been too well lately, but we'll see if we can get him. I'll try and get him. Now, listen, see, this thing about running 10K a day and marathons. Now, as I said, in the 80s, I used to run, I did quite a few marathons and trained quite hard for them. And there were days when you got up. I mean, I would do, on Sunday would be a big run. And on Monday, I wouldn't run at all. Monday would be a rest. And then I'd go out and do something on a Tuesday. And the Tuesday was hard work. And it's mentally getting yourself, persuading yourself to go out and do, even if it's 5K or 10K, just going out and physically running. There must be days when you've got colds, you might have a chest infection, and you've got enough, if you've got some health issues anyway, you've had health. Yeah. How do you get yourself over out the front door in the running gear?
There's a couple of things.
alcohol? That would be good.
Don't drink. The first thing is my... one of my good friends, Ben Rogers, he ran a marathon a day for a year. So he gave me loads of tips. And he actually said to me that stick at it for 3 weeks and it'll turn into a habit. And
it does though, doesn't it?
Yeah. And to a certain extent, it did after about 3-4 weeks. How do I get over all the aches and pains? Self-preparation, really.
Have you? Now, this is something I have experienced because I used to work for a football club and I did as a thing, I did a pre-season training session with them. And at the end of it, the recovery session was horrific. I had to sit in an ice bath. Have you done that yet?
I've done the ice bath. I don't do it every day.
No, it'd cost a fortune.
Yeah. But I do a load of foam rolling. I do self-massages.
Foam rolling?
Yeah.
What's that?
You'll see on May the 14th, I'll bring my foam roller.
Is it painful?
It can be.
What?
Yeah.
Is it sort of exercise with a foam roll? Is it that thing?
Yeah, it's a bobbly thing.
Yeah, and I've seen
it. You roll your calves over it. And
really? Sounds like a massage thing, only a little bit.
No pain, no gain.
I've had
all to be kind.
And did you get the odd sports massage as well?
Yeah.
Because they can be quite...
I've been using a local guy, Swell Massage.
They can be quite painful, can't they, in places where when they get to something, you've got a problem. I've had those.
Yeah, but you learn also to do some of it yourself, you know. So I'm always fiddling with my legs and stuff. Perhaps Nicola Potty, but
sounds wrong, doesn't
it? He's got a stick that makes a noise, and I'll be laid in bed at 6:30 in the morning,
and you'll hear the stick.
And
it's a great alarm clock, though, isn't it, for you? Get you up and going.
It is when I want to wrap it around his head.
See, that's not the attitude to take. He's doing some great work here, inspiring people, and all you can complain about is a little bit of noise in the morning. Yeah. Earplugs is what you need. That's all you need. Pop some ear. Mind you, I'll probably give him the lead, to be honest.
And the other thing about, you know, how do you keep motivated? Obviously, I'll try and run with a lot of people anyway, so that keeps me going.
Because I used to run alone a lot, and at there'd be, I think, if I'd ran four times a week, three of those runs I'd be on my own.
Yeah.
The Sunday run, which was always a big one, would be... I'd run with other people.
Yeah.
Three of us.
Like I say, I run with a lot of people anyway. I use park runs on the Saturday. And also, I do quite a few solo runs as well, because sometimes, I follow Invicta Dynamo's ice hockey club and we do every home and away game.
I've seen the selfies.
Yeah.
In the car, yeah.
So some nights, I'm getting home about 11:30. So I think, well, I go to bed, stay up an hour, I'll run at midnight.
Man alive, I don't think I've ever run that late. I've run really early in the morning. I used to prefer running at night, though. Yeah. I preferred it at night. I don't know what it is. I just felt I was going faster. I don't know why.
But do you run faster at midnight if you're running past the pub that's kicking out.
Do you time yourself too? Because I am fiercely competitive. Whenever I've taken part in any sport, I've been fiercely competitive. Yeah. And one thing I always used to do was I time my runs.
Yeah.
And then at the end, at the last mile or so of a run, I'd put on a bit of a kick and I couldn't do it now, though. But I would, and I'd try and sprint finish every time.
I a GPS map every run I do.
Yeah.
So I can prove that I've done it.
Yeah.
But every run I don't go for a time.
You don't now, just go to... Yeah.
It'll kill my body if I'm honest.
See, so that's probably... Yeah,
I
yeah.
only go for a time at specific events now. So, yeah, I set four or five different PBs last year over different distances because I wanted to do that. But yeah, I mean, like today, tomorrow, Wednesday. Yeah.
It is a lot of pressure when you're going for a PB, isn't it? Because I, my fastest marathon time was 3 hours and 1 minute.
Yeah.
And I wanted to break 3 hours. That was my big dream, was to break 3 hours. Because then I think you got invited automatically to the London Marathon as an elite athlete. And this was in 1984. Come on. And I think there was a race and I did, that's the one in Guildford, and I never forget. I did it for charity as well, and I also did it because I wanted to. I thought on that one I felt really good, and I thought I could go below.
Yeah.
And I got to 19 miles and I actually hit the wall, which is just the most horrendous, stomach cramps, leg cramps, the lot. And I had to finish because I was doing it for charity as well. Otherwise I'd have just got off. But it puts pressure on you, doesn't it? Yeah. Timing, I suppose.
So yeah, certain events I will go and PB, but
yeah.
The other thing I do, and Steve does, to be fair, is we pace a lot of people now. So if we're at an event and someone says, oh, I want to do this 5K run in 24 minutes, 25 yeah. minutes, we're taken to one side, say, okay, follow us, and then we'll do it, you know, we'll time you to that time you want.
Yeah.
So, yeah, again, you know.
And you do that for all levels of runner, because, I mean, if you're in Calcutta, so if someone is going to take up running for the first time in years,
yeah,
what advice would you give that person, especially if they've agreed to do a 5K?
Small steps at a time.
In about a month and a half time, what 6-7 weeks time, what advice would you give that person if they were stupid enough to do that?
Firstly, you can set out and do anything you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know, never downbeat yourself. You can always overcome a hurdle. But yeah, small steps at a time. I mean, me personally, I couldn't run a mile 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's how I set out, you know, start down a mile, rested a couple of days, and then gradually you increase it.
Yeah.
But it's always good to go out there and run with other people because it keeps you going.
But I've got, how many weeks have I got? 6 weeks? Oh dear. Well, if I try and run at least 1K of it, that would be good, wouldn't it? A third of it. Thing. I can't believe I've got to do this. This is mad. Another thing coming up that you're taking part in is the Ireland Run, Sunday the 6th of May.
Yeah,
it's 5K and 10K, yeah?
Yeah, it's all different this year. So last year was, well, loads of years previously, it was the 10-mile run. So it was from Shellness to Sheerness.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this year they're not doing that, which is a bit of a shame because I really like that route. But yeah, so they're doing a 5 and 10K, which probably, if I'm honest, attract a lot more people. You know, it's more achievable. It's along the seafront.
10 miles does sound horrific. It does sound to some people. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't realise how long it would actually take if you just at a normal pace. It's not that long, is it?
But the 5 and 10K as it is now, yeah. Hopefully, we can double, treble the amount of runners we had compared to last year.
Yeah, there's a very nice medal on the offer for everyone who completes it as well.
Yeah.
So, when does the 500 days come up? That's the next thing.
May the 14th.
That's it, yeah. Yep. Of course, yeah. I'm so wound up. And then, I don't, see, in this, the thing, we've just had this, the horrific weather, the beast from the east.
Yeah.
How, do you, where do you run? Because I would be, I had trouble walking down the shop. Because, you know, it was just horrific underfoot. When it's snow, it's not so bad, but then you get the ice.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly that. So when it was fresh snow, you just run straight through it.
Yeah.
Next, the day after, I was running a bit like a penguin, if I'm honest. And then I found a field, and I was just going round and round and round and round in circles. And I must admit, I was bored, absolutely bored. And then the following day, I managed to get hold of a pair of ice grips. I was a bit wary at first. I thought, oh, God, you know, am I still going to go over?
Hang on, you went out running in ice grips?
Yeah, yeah. And they work.
Do they?
Yeah, surprisingly enough, they do work.
It's not something I want to find out. Really, I mean, because I wouldn't, you know, unless there was a clear path, I don't think I'd do it. I'd find an indoor race running track or something or somewhere.
Yeah, so I've had all seasons now. I've had the rain, I've had hail, I've had
sunshine,
wind, yeah.
I think I'd prefer rain, the cold, than hot sunshine, which it's horrible, isn't it? Especially on a hot day when there's no air around moving around and it's just there's no breeze.
We had that at Brighton Marathon last
horrendous.
Year. Yeah. 26 degrees last year at Brighton. Yeah, you which when you're running a marathon, it's not good.
No, you've got to drink lots of fluid and that's just not going to help, is it? Yeah. Well, Lee, good luck. And and I probably will see you on May the 14th.
What do you mean probably?
I will see you on May the 14th. Hopefully we can get the other one involved.
That'd be brilliant.
That'd be, and good luck with that. And we'll keep in contact with you. May the 6th, isn't it, for the Island Run? Is that right? Yeah, May the 6th for the Island Run. And you can go to the Facebook page, type in the Island Run. It's there and how you can enter. What about the one on May the 14th? Can anyone take part in that one?
Yeah, like I say, it's on Facebook. It's on my Facebook page, which if you type Lee is running a minimum, it should come up automatically.
Yeah.
I've also shared it on Twitter, which is Lee365Run.
Yeah, but if you follow Kelly Holmes, you'll see those tweets anyway, because they get retweeted quite a bit.
And it's on the Kent Sports Trust website and Facebook page.
Excellent. And that's who you're raising money for, and you're doing rather well. I mean, I remember speaking to you when you set this out. And even you're running, Nicola, as well, aren't you, despite an injury?
Yes.
How's the injury doing?
Getting better.
And you've changed what you were running as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I've changed mine from 5K a day, every day, consecutive. I'm doing a minimum of 1,385K over the year.
If
I don't want to go out running every day...
You don't have to.
I don't have to.
And if you get an injury... Whereas, have you had any bad injuries in this time? Have you had anything that's nearly stopped you running?
I've had niggles.
Yeah. You're always going to get niggles, though, aren't you?
But your pain threshold increases.
That's a fair point, actually, yeah.
You learn to run through it. I've had tight IT bands, for instance. I had a bit of a shin splint. I've had, painful Achilles. But, you learn to get through it.
You do, actually. I can vouch for that. I don't know what my pain threshold is like now, but I'll find out, I suppose.
I might video you.
I wouldn't do that. That's a video nasty right there. Cheers, Lee. To Lee and Nicola, good luck and thanks very much.
Thank you.